Welcome to Pitch Perfect, a podcast series where we share cutting-edge strategies and practices of organizations on building a successful sales study team. This podcast is powered by Avarathon, an AI-enabled video roleplay platform. We're really happy to have Mr. Janardhan Narayanaswamy on our podcast today. Janardhan is a highly analytical HR and enterprise leader with extensive experience in designing and establishing HR systems and transforming business initiatives. He's currently the Senior Vice President of Human Resources at Ares Oaknet Healthcare. In this episode, we're going to discuss on driving a performance-driven culture at organization. Welcome to the show, Janardhan.
Thank you. Welcome to you also.
So in this dynamic and fast-paced world, it is important to set a tone on organizational culture. From company values, beliefs, and behaviors to how they treat their employees encompasses a strong organizational culture. How would you describe a high-performance culture?
Yeah, so companies need to choose its resources in terms of driving its performance-driven culture. So the strategy for HR, if you look at the HR strategy, you've got four aspects of effectiveness of organizations. Selection, aligning people, clarifying expectations, you know, which includes your goal setting process, your, managerial effectiveness, the way execution is being done, etc., etc. And also, next level is your enablers, which is how do we establish a climate where people can excel? So are you giving the freedom to people to operate? Are you giving the culture or climate where people can excel? Is your policies, processes, systems, enablers, working as true enablers for them to excel? Are your reward systems appropriate enough for the organization? Is your context, organizational context, very important, very right? And the fourth aspect is developing people. And the developing people, are your managers capable of coaching your team members? Is a leadership team demonstrating? You happen to ask about values. I think the values are something which is demonstrated and manifested by the leaders. You cannot expect an employee to demonstrate those values unless the leadership team is demonstrating and exhibiting those values and living these values. So these are some of the factors which will drive organizations. The other factor is an organization which embeds an employee, the purpose. How do you cascade the purpose of the organization? How do you see the ground realities, which are the context for the employee to perform? What are the challenges for the organization? What are the organization specific critical success factors? Every organization does have its own context, its own critical success factors, its own way of doing things. So the people who are the leadership and the management team should need to be aligned to these particular factors, should be realistic. And when you're talking about, it's not just a pushing down. A purpose is not just pushing down. It's about a collective purpose, sense of collective purpose that you engage with the employees and try to understand. Then comes your structure. Is your structure capable of aligning employees? Are they two battered up structures? Is the span of control correct? These are very important factors. So when you select resources, the organization needs to have resources which are contextual in nature, aligned, integrated, and strategy consistent. When these resources are there, then the organizational process comes into place. Are your systems working as enablers, or are they coming in the way of performing in execution? So what I'm learning is from working in organizations that, you know, typically the top 1%, 2% of the employees contribute 4 times the productivity. I mean, research also shows that 4 times the productivity of an average employee. So is your top 1%, 5%, 20%, what are they doing? What are the critical success factors? You know, if you go back into Don Clifton's First Break All the Rules, the Gallup study, they talk about 17 work methods. You know, coincidentally, when we did this internal benchmarking process with around 113, which is 18% of my employees, our employees, we had seen that there are 17 critical success factors whether the employees are demonstrating one among them, two among them, five among them, or 17 among them. They are capable, even when the organization is not performing, even the manager's effectiveness is not so effective, they have been performing. So I believe these are organizational critical success factors specific to the organization. So appropriateness is very important for organization driving particular culture. And that is my take on first take on.
Right, Janardhan. I think that's an incredible answer. You highlighted all the points of having a high performance culture. And I completely agree on having this right culture and a structure and having an environment. And that's very important. So my second question is a follow-up to the first question. What do you think are the key steps on developing a performance culture at an organization?
Yeah, the first is basically developing a meaning to the environment. Now that is where the purpose will come. The purpose is very carefully chosen depending on what you're capable of doing, what your resources are capable of doing. So organizations should have absolute understanding of the challenges in the marketplace, what works well with the employees, what works well for the employees. The current, it should have a complete, track of its competencies, including leadership competencies, competencies below. At what levels this typically talk about, what levels of maturity the organization currently is. And then you'll have to choose your purpose. Now, once you do choose your purpose and the mission for the organization, it is important that we need to get buying in, which is, that is where the leadership team comes in. They need to cascade this down to the lowest denominator of the workforce. If you're able to, and that is where organization has a lot of challenges. Today, the advantage is you've got a lot of artificial intelligence-driven technology platform which can help the organization drive this with meaning to the environment. And also, at the same time, there are HRMS systems or chatbots which are available where you can listen to them. So you can measure the energy, engagement, and exploration of your team members. The three E's you can measure and possibly make them appropriate.
Right, incredible answer again. And I agree on tracking the core competencies of the team. Now, if you have to give organizations three tips on cultivating a strong performance culture, what would you advise them?
First, if you like to drive the organizational culture, culture is something which is an embodiment of values the leadership team demonstrates. I would say look at your leadership first. Look at your structure first. Are we communicating enough? Are you listening enough? As you grow up in life or in hierarchy, most important is that you need to, the art of communication is about listening. Are you able to listen with a meaning and a feeling to the employee rather than just, passively listening to them? And that is where I believe that tech tools can come. I was not able to recollect. So there are applications like, Infidos application. There is a State of Mind application. So these applications are there available. So you can engage the pre-boarding to onboarding to, at 15 days, 30 days, 60 days, at intervals which you decide, you can understand whether the employee is able to settle down. So the employees, what are the difficulties the employee is facing? And you can address all the factors. So the technology, what happens is it become very customized to the employee experience. So if you're able to leverage technology in today's circumstance, that way it has become very easy for us. Whether it is on the learning side, which is basically what we are enabling on their development, capability development, or even listening to the employee. So we used to conduct engagement surveys once in a year, etc. Today, you don't wait for engagement surveys. Employee engagement surveys can be done through these particular platforms on a more frequent periodical basis. And in the case of a new employee, an employee at the state of mind of the employee, where do they stand in terms of engagement, etc., you can map on a regular basis. And if you can integrate all this technology platform, you can also understand. So suppose somebody is performance is dropping, I think that is where you can possibly use this engagement platform to understand why the you can put up a linkage, cost-effect relationship between why the performance is dropping. Now, biggest challenge for learning organization, as Peter Senge says, is the space between cost and effect. I think that can be considerably reduced using technology. That's what my take on this is.
Right. Thank you, Janardhan. I think that's an incredible answer. So I'm glad that you highlighted the importance of using sales technology for learning and development. I think AI and machine learning is really transforming L&D. And it's making training more personalized and giving key insights on performance. So that's very important for driving a performance culture. So we have another segment called What If. It is a hypothetical situational-based question. What if new employee hires are not in sync with the organization's culture?
Now, first of all, we need to identify these particular differences earlier on. And that's why you have to use technology. Otherwise, earlier, we used to depend on the managers, whether the dialogue is happening, listening skills of the managers are adequate enough. Today, the organization itself can listen to these sort of factors. So once you understand the this one, do you like to understand whether it is one employee or multiple employees will have the same feeling? Then if multiple employees are having the same feeling about the organizational culture, I think we need to really research. We need to really look back at your culture. There could be something amiss there. I think that is what is important. It is not that basically we cannot superimpose a new employee into the organizational culture. We need to, culture is what? Culture is basically the way we live, the way we approach to our customers, the way we do our work. I think that embodiment, suppose somebody is not able to relate, I think you've got serious problem. I think that is where you'll have to start looking into soul searching and start looking right from your leadership, and the way things are getting done, etc.
Absolutely. And I want you to agree or disagree with this statement, hybrid working boosts employee performance. What do you think about that?
Hybrid working definitely boosts employee performance, but it also needs to be selected based on the types of work. Repetitive work, the employee engage in repetitive work, for example, hybrid work is possible. Suppose an employee does require to engage many people, I think on the ground is sometimes working better.
Great. So this brings me to the end of our show. So Janardhan, thank you for being the guest speaker. I had a great time interviewing you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the right questions.
We hope you liked this episode. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us. We'll come back with another episode every 3 weeks. This is your host, Vishala, signing off.